USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
20 years after the attack that led to the war on terror, a former member of the George W. Bush administration says some safety improvements have been made. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says intelligence agencies are better at sharing information with each other, but she also tells NBC News we're still in danger.
I do worry with the Taliban back in power and with their well-known integration or collaboration with al-Qaeda, that al-Qaeda could rebuild.
Rice serving as National Security Advisor at the time of the attacks. USA Radio recalling 9/11 with reaction from that day as events unfolded. Maybe our closest ally after 9/11, Great Britain, then Prime Minister Tony Blair that day.
This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today.
Ceremonies taking place today in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-844-1675. 800-844-1675. 800-844-1675. That's 800-844-1675. 1675.